America is changing rapidly, and so is the way American consumers do their shopping. For many, walking around a mall has been replaced by online shopping. In February 2017, Macy's contracted CBRE Inc. Real Estate to sell 32 locations in 20 states, many of which were in shopping malls. Toys R Us and JCPenney are among other brick-and-mortar retail chains struggling to survive, this all according to MassLive.com. In the past, malls relied on these so-called anchor stores. Now that they are closing their doors, the American shopping mall is in jeopardy. Speaking with people in Holyoke, Massachusetts, home to the Holyoke Mall at Ingleside, sentiments about the future of the area shopping mall are bleak. Ricky Fryer is a lifelong resident of Springfield, about 10 miles south of Holyoke.
I've shopped at both malls, Eastfield Mall, which is in Springfield, and Holyoke Mall, and I've seen a rapid decline in the stores and population and customers in the Eastfield Mall due to the online shopping.
But Fryer says shopping mall owners are partly to blame.
They do not allow minors inside the mall at a certain amount of, at a certain time of the day. What they fail to realize is it is the minors that are really spending the money when the adults are penny pinching and they are shopping online and they're trying to cut corners and save a buck or two.
According to Credit Suisse, a financial services company, 25% of U.S. shopping malls will close by 2022. That amounts to 275 shopping malls closing in the next 4 years.
I do think malls are a thing of the past.
That's Holyoke resident Susan Moriarty. She says she used to frequent the local mall.
I mostly online shop at this point. I'm just better able to find what I'm looking for online than in, say, the Holyoke Mall, which has been dying, frankly, for years.
Via Port Rotterdam, a shopping mall located in Rotterdam, New York, notes that online shopping has taken a toll on retailers. With empty storefronts to fill, the mall was forced to innovate. Alan Finitzi, Public Relations and Marketing Director for Viaport, said, quote, "Our game plan to reinvent the mall was adding quality entertainment options for families and adults to enjoy. We started by building the 30,000-square-foot family entertainment complex known as Via Entertainment. The facility features a bar, restaurant, arcade games, bowling alley, and party spaces." Finitzi's statement went on to say that the aquarium constructed in the mall has brought 200,000 more visitors annually. A former Macy's in the mall now features office space for the New York State Tax and Finance Department. The push for an innovative use of empty mall space isn't happening in Viaport alone, but around the country. For example, shopping mall developer Pyramid plans to reintroduce a movie theater at the Holyoke Mall. Ironically, as was proposed with Enfield Square in Enfield, Connecticut, they might even become large distribution centers or headquarters for online retailers like Amazon. The Holyoke Mall at Ingleside, Eastfield Mall, and Enfield Square were reached out to for this report, but were unavailable for comment or declined to participate. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Kenneth Stratton.